بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن النعمان بن بشير رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال مثل القائم في حدود الله والواقع فيها كمثل قوم استهموا على سفينة فصار بعضهم علىها وبعضهم أسفلها وكان الذين في أسفلها إذا استقوا من الماء مروا على من فوقهم فقالوا لو أنا خرقنا في نصيبنا خرقا ولم نؤذي من فوقنا فإن تركوهم وما أرادوا هلكوا جميعا وإن أخذوا على أيديهم نجوا ونجوا جميعا رواه البخاري. حضرت نعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنه said رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم the example of one who upholds the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he practices upon sharia, and the one who transgresses. So there are two groups of people, one who is holding onto sharia and the other one who is transgressing the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a similitude. He says, the one is like, or they are like a group of people who boarded a ship after casting lots. So there were two sections, an upper deck and a lower deck of the ship. So they drew lots to see who is going to sit down and who is going to sit up. So some then sat down, and some whose name came to sit on top, they sat on top. So the two groups of people. There's a group of people who board the ship after casting lots. Some of them go to the upper deck and others to the lower deck. When those on the lower deck need to obtain water, مَرُّوا عَلَى مَنْ فَوْقَهُمْ, the water was kept in water tanks in the upper deck. People in the lower deck required water, so each time they have to go up to get some water. So each time when they went, they had to pass those on the upper deck. So they thought to themselves, لو أنا خرقنا في نصيبنا خرقا ولم نؤذي من فوقنا, why don't we just make a hole at the bottom where we are sitting and we'll just take the water from the sea instead of keep on going up and giving those people taklif. We have to pass by them and they may be resting and sleeping and we have to go over them to get the water. So why don't we just make a hole in the bottom in the lower deck? Rasulullah says, فَإِن تَرَكُوهُمْ وَمَا أَرَادُوا, if the people in the upper deck see this and they leave these people in the lower deck to make a hole in the ship, in the bottom, then what's going to happen? The entire ship will sink and all will be destroyed. But if they stop them in time, and they don't allow them to make a hole, they themselves will be safe, and also the remaining of the passengers all will be safe. So this is a simple example Rasulullah has explained in Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi al Munkar, as we explained the other day. This is so important. It is a responsibility of every single ummati to call towards good. And when you call towards good, and of course to forbid evil, you should do it with diplomacy, in a kind way, in a polite way. You don't shout at the person, you don't scream at the person. Whilst you have the authority to use, to change the munkar, the evil, physically, there too you're not harsh, you're not abusive. You remove that munkar. The purpose is to save the person from going into haram, plunging into sin, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and leading himself into Jahannam. And if a person does not make nahi and munkar, then I explain, the entire community will suffer. The effect of the sin will spread, and the entire community will then will suffer the consequences of that evil. Like a person who has some type of wound in his body, and it turns septic, it becomes gangrene, Allah protect us, Allah save us. If the doctor does not amputate that part, it will spread and the entire body then becomes decayed. So like that, if there is some evil taking place in any community, and people turn a blind eye to it, then it will increase, it will grow, and the entire community will then suffer. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned this simple hadith and make us understand that as though there are two groups of people, lower deck of the ship, upper deck of the ship. The people in the upper deck can see that these people have now intended to make a hole in the bottom. And if they're going to allow this, then not only the people in the bottom will suffer, but even they will sink and they will also be destroyed. And therefore again, ulama explained that Amar bil Ma'ruf, we have to command towards good with diplomacy. We have to forbid evil with diplomacy, with kindness, with shafqat, muhabbat. If a person cannot change the evil physically, then we said morally, by means of his tongue, speak nicely, speak kindly, explain to the person, give him good counseling. And even if this is not possible, the least we can do is feel the pain in our heart. and have that intention that when we have the ability, we will do so, or think and ponder over what ways we can change that condition of that person or those who are involved in that evil. But the minimum, at least, we should feel the pain in our heart. This is the adhaful iman, the weakest form of iman. An Ummul Mu'minin Ummi Salama, Hind binti Abi Umayyah, Hudhayfa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, annahu qal, innahu yusta'malu alaykum umara'u, fata'arifuna wa tunkirun. Rasulullah says that you will have leaders above you. We're talking about Muslim leaders. You'll have leaders above you, and fata'arifun, you will accept some of the things they are doing, you'll recognize him, you'll approve of those things that they will be doing according to Sharia. وَتُنْكِرُونَ, you will disapprove many of the things that they will be doing against Sharia. فَمَنْ كَرِهَ فَقَدْ بَرِئَ, the person who dislikes the evil that these leaders are doing and perpetrating, فَقَدْ بَرِئَ, then he is absolved. وَمَنْ أَنْكَرَ فَقَدْ سَلِمَ, the person who refutes and he goes up to them and he makes a nakir, in other words, he explains to them, he makes a nahi anil munkar, then such a person is saved from the punishment in the hereafter, because he is absolved from sin. He tried. So the person, the first two people, they tried physically, or if they didn't have the authority, then they verbally spoke to those people, to the authority, to the government, that what you are doing is incorrect, this is evil, it's harming the people. So at least they did this. But Rasulullah says, لَكِنْ مَنْ رَضِيَ وَتَابَعَ, but those people who condone the evil of that leader and they follow his wrong and his evil way, and such people are not safe from the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَلَا نُقَاتِلُهُمْ, Sahaba asked, should we not wage war against such people? قَالَ لَا, Nabi said, no. مَا أَقَامُوا فِيكُمْ الصَّلَاةَ, as long as they establish salat amongst you. They establish salat. Salat is so important. They are establishing salah, then you do not have any permission to oppose them and wage a war against them. I explain, because this only causes anarchy, chaos. Islam teaches peace. So while there is an evil taking place, you make your efforts, whatever is within your capacity and your ability, to change that evil. You speak against it with diplomacy. You try your level best. But Sharia does not give us permission to wage war and rebel against the leader, because this will only cause more problems in the ummah. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.